All right. Hello, my name is Kira Hurlbut, and I am currently 20 years old, living in Los Angeles and going to school at a small performing arts school called AMDA.
And hi, my name is Allison. I am also 20 years old, currently living in Los Angeles and attending college in Miami, Florida.
So one topic that Allie and I both agreed to talk about because we feel both very strongly towards the subject is women in America currently. I think it's something that definitely needs to be spoken about. And I think it's something that we face every day as women. And I think it's been really interesting for us to see because, you know, I went to school in New York for 2 years and she went to school in Miami for, you know, 2 years so far as well. And it's been interesting to see as we go across the country the different roles that women play and the different ways that we're treated.
Right, because every new place that you go, you're going to see women face different types of challenges based on the cultural diversity and the demographics that you meet in those areas. And having been to multiple different situations and demographics and seeing these things, it's interesting to see how the certain things that we face are not only the same but also different, because you see, you know, similarities and common themes that women face, but you also see how they're tailored to each community that you see.
Oh, 100%. And I feel like, you know, like, I'm just gonna say it straight. So basically, you know, we're from a middle class area that is, you know, very white women everywhere. There's not a lot of diversity. Mm-hmm. You see them, like, in their Range Rovers, in their Mercedes-Benz, and all the G-Wagons, all this stuff, you know, being housewives and, you know, taking care of the kids, dropping them off their private schools, going around, like, and this is not, I'm not coming at this from, like, I can't believe that, but it's just so fascinating to see how, like, in certain areas that plays a role. So, like, in the Westlake Village, in the Thousand Oaks, that is the role. Mm-hmm. Then you go down to L.A., and you just are immediately immersed in so many different cultures. So I think it's something that we're very fortunate, because I feel like if you stay in an area that's like that and you grow up in that and that's all you're ever exposed to, and this speaks to anything, not just women in America, but this speaks to anything. If you're
Absolutely.
Always surrounded and exposed to one thing, you're going to stay that way. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And it's just so fascinating. It's with any sort of mindset. So I think that's funny because, you know, people that we know from Thousand Oaks and from Westlake that have only ever stayed in that hub and have only ever grown up in that hub, they have the same mentality.
Right, and that's another reason that this is a bit off topic, but that I value travel so much is because when you see things besides what you've always known, it makes you more human. It makes you more empathetic to other people. And that's something that I feel like a lot of times we lack as people is a lot of empathy towards one another.
Oh, 100%, especially in America. Do you know that half of Americans, well, not, I don't know if this is like an actual statistic, but from what I've heard, not a lot of them travel. And when they do, it's within the United States. Nobody ever goes outside of the United States to see, like, what life is like.
And I mean, of course, travel is a privilege.
Oh, no, travel is completely a privilege. I mean, it is not
right.
cheap, and that's
but
a very good point.
But we're more speaking to people who choose not to because they are uncomfortable outside
yes.
of their own comfort zone.
But I mean, and for the people that travel within the United States, in my opinion, each state is somewhat of a different country, like completely. You know what I mean? Even though we're all under the same government, it feels like each state is a different country. Like,
of course.
If you go down south, it's like the values, especially like to bring it back to the whole women concept, the values of women down there are just, it's just so different. Like, you will see like the typical southern mom, like home cooked meals, like southern food, like staying at home mom, and like all these things. And it's just so fascinating to me to see.
Yeah, and that sort of is a good segue into the idea of the different values that women are, you know, that women not only uphold but are held to themselves and how that differs in different regions of America. So, you know, Manhattan, where you went to college, what are some of the differences that you noticed in the women in Manhattan versus the women in Los Angeles?
So the women in Manhattan, I've noticed, are a lot more, like, just... I'm not going to use the word driven but they're a lot more, I'm trying to think of the word, like they know what they have to do and they go do it. And I feel like they're more independent. They're more fiercely independent and they're not so much seeking out attention. They don't care so much about their looks. Like, they're literally there to work, to do their job, and they're a lot more hardened, but not in a negative way. That's just who they are. Like, the New York kind of vibe is that's just how it is. Like, you go to work, you get your things done, you don't get distracted by people, you just move, you know what I mean? And, like, you're always walking, you're always, you know, in your own mind, like, getting things done, and you're efficient, and you're well-respected. And out here in L.A., I feel like, you know, like, coming back and forth, it's crazy, because out here, people, like, the exhibit that we saw here last summer, Generation Wealth, was right. Amazing, because it just shows you, like, how L.A. puts looks, what, you know, designers you wear, all of these things on such a platform. And I feel like the women out here are like, feel like they need to, like, quote unquote stunt, like, out here, like, they need to show, you know, what they have to be valued, as opposed to New York. If you're hustling, like, I feel like out there your work and who you are as a person speaks for you, whereas out here it's so much more I need to prove myself.
Right, and that also kind of speaks to not only traveling physically, but opening yourself up to new ideas. Mm. Because when you compare those kinds of, you know, not issues, but you compare the...
concepts.
Yeah, compared to, you know, women in other countries that are facing extreme domestic violence, experiencing, you know, warfare... they don't have the same rights that women in America do have, and you kind of get more perspective on the issue. It's really interesting to me.
No, it is, because, like, I mean, I take for granted, as I'm sure most women in this country do, how many rights we do have.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, obviously, it's never enough. Like, I can still walk down the street and be catcalled. I can still be, you know, in an area and feel endangered because I am a woman, or feel right. like. Currently, like, this is, we're just kind of going all over the place in this interview or this talk, but you know what, this is how it works. Basically, like, me working on, like, whenever I go into the work that I'm in, whether it be on set as a production assistant, whether it be at my job that I used to have at a coffee shop, I am automatically looked at as somebody inferior, and I am a white woman, which that is
and
as
that
much
just speaks more to the struggles of minorities and colored women,
and the fact that we're still not getting the dollar that the man is getting paid per hour, and, like, women of minorities get, what, 60 cents to the dollar, I believe, somewhere around there. I need to double check that statistic, but it's so crazy to me, because you just think to yourself, you know, we're doing the same amount of work, we are a power force, we outnumber men, and we are not looked at as equal.
Right.
And I don't care what they say, like, a lot of men will be like, no, you know, you're looked at as equal, but it's one thing to say it, another thing to see it. I mean, I went to the march in New York City that happened for the women's rights, and it was incredible to see the community, and this is one thing I love about New York that I have to say, is, like, in LA, I feel like, yes, there are protests, like, there's one happening today about the you know, children being separated at the border, that I feel like LA is very, you know, outspoken as well, but there's something about New York that's fiercely proud of who everyone is. And I feel like it's even more liberal than Los Angeles, I have to say. Like, it is just, and not even, like, it's just everyone comes together. So that was such an amazing feeling for me, to be standing with my fellow students who are women and men. There were a lot of men there holding up signs, like, I'm marching for my daughter, I'm marching for my wife, like, I'm marching, you know, for family and for the values that women deserve in this country. So, Allie, now that I have a question for you. So it's basically the same one you asked me, but how are women different from in Miami than they are in Los Angeles?
The one thing I've noticed, especially in Miami, is that a lot of the, you know, positive traits in women that are, you know, held to a high esteem are, you know, women who are mothers, more matriarchal society structure. You know, women are the heart of the family, and family is incredibly big in Miami.
And do you think that also has to do with the culture and the different communities that are there?
Of
like
course.
The Dominican community?
You know, Miami is a huge melting pot. You know, people from the Caribbean, people from South America, you know, everyone comes to Miami, and it's a very diverse community. And I think that those values too sort of blend in to give more, you know, not just female empowerment, but, you know, women who are valued more because they are wives, because they are mothers.
Okay, this brings up an interesting topic. So what is your feeling on that? Because some people feel like women are supposed to be mothers or supposed to run the household. That has been their role since they were basically, we were, it came to life. So it's like, how do you think that, do you think it's a place of, what I'm trying to say, like, do you think it's a place that isn't as strong? Do you think it leads women to be looked at as inferior because they decide to stay home and take care of the family? Or do you think it's, like, empowering if they don't?
I think it is a matter of free will. So the point is that we need to get to a place where it does not matter if you choose to stay home or if you choose to work and never marry. It does not matter. We need to get to a place where if you are free to choose of your own will, you're not forced into an uncomfortable situation monetarily. You don't need to be dependent. You know, that is a really big deal. So I think the most important thing is that women are empowered enough financially and socially to be able to make that choice for themselves, you know, and none is below one another.
No, that is a great point, because, like, I've recently noticed a lot of women who are deciding, like, okay, I definitely don't want to be in a relationship with this person and this man anymore. I need to get out of this. There's no way for them to do that because they are financially dependent on the man. And how scary is that? You know what I mean? And I'm not down talking this at all. Like, this is just, it's like, how, you know, to put yourself in that position, it's we have to get, like you said, at a place where we are able to make those decisions ourselves. And one last thing that I want to kind of touch on that I've recently noticed is how women are sexualized in this country, and how, or not just this country, but in general, and how we've always come across that way. I just think it's something that just completely devastates me, because I think that that just the way that we're looked at, the way that we're talked to, the way that we are subject to situations that men would never even have to worry about. I mean, take for example, like, every time, like, we go to a club, do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like women put themselves in situations, not them. Let me hold on, guys. I'm trying to phrase this properly, because it's kind of hard to phrase, but it's something that I've noticed. Basically, it's just women in general, I feel like, have this concept that if they don't do certain things, they won't be accepted by men and by society.
That has started with the fact that people place value in women for their sexuality.
That's the whole thing. So, like, let's say, like, for example, let's just say this. So Allie and I went out last night, and we were dressed fairly modestly. We were not, you know, flaunting anything or, like, you know, trying to get that sort of attention. But the thing is we were almost not, like, allowed in, I feel like, because of that. Because we weren't there as a sexualized item. And that goes into the whole club culture as well. It's just, it's so messed up. Like, I feel like it's, but then again, it's tricky because women put themselves in those situations.
And women should be empowered to wear what they want.
And they should, but
whether they want to be modest, whether they want to not be modest, it shouldn't matter.
It should not matter. But the thing is that it does, because women notice that men start going towards those women that are dressed a certain way, or we find out that women are not as, like, that. Okay, my biggest problem with women currently, I have to say, is that we tear each other down. That's one thing. Like, I read a quote the other day, and it said, women could rule the world if we didn't all hate each other. And I feel like society has pinned us against each other. Like, I can honestly say, when I see a girl that is skinnier than me, that is more beautiful than me, that is more getting more attention than me, I am instantaneously jealous. And it's something that is so messed up, but it is also instilled. Like,
right.
The best win. They win the man. They win this. But how messed up is that?
And notice how all of those traits have to do with our sexuality.
They do.
It's not something, you know, intellectual. It's not something that we've earned. It's all about our physicality, our sexuality.
And it's like we're almost feeding into it without even knowing. Like, I remember, like, whenever I go out and whenever I have, like, guys looking at me or whatever, I feel so empowered. But that's not empowered. That's not empowerment, because that is them looking at me as, like, okay, I can take her home, or I can do this, or I can do that. Like, it's all sexual. It's not, wow, she's, like, she looks like she's intellectual, or wow, she looks like she definitely would want to have a great conversation. Like, these things are just not valued anymore, and I think it's completely devastating. You know what I mean? And I think women, it's like, whatever, what I've been trying to do is every time I see a woman that is dressed a certain way or whatever, I never judge anymore. And I tailor all my thoughts to be positive, because I think the little things we do to support each other help us come up the platform even more. Do you know what I mean? Because the more we pin ourselves against each other, and the more we just go at each other, and the more we are like, oh my God, you know, you didn't do this, you don't have that, you don't, like, if we take all that away, we are ready to do what we need to do to get where we need to go.
Right. Essentially, it's not about competition ever. It's just, you know, we want to make sure that we all can make our own choices, and that all of those choices are accepted no matter what. If it's not the most, you know, traditional accepted, you know, thing to do, it doesn't matter, as long as we all have the free will and the ability to choose for ourselves.
And not only that, but the ability to not judge is the biggest problem, because I find myself, even when I see, like, our current friends, some of them are already in serious relationships, thinking of having kids and getting married. And it's hard for me to be like, are you serious? Like, that's the life you want? Like, you don't want to do this and that and da da da. But it's about also, like, having some empathy for each person's choice, and not judging books by their cover, and not you know, hating on them for doing the just decision that they want to do. And that's the biggest problem with women, is we need to stop judging each other. We need to just accept who we are, and accept all forms of us, like, if, you know, and just go forward. And I think if we start, like, just what anyone who listens to this, which who knows who's listening, who's going to listen all, you know, 18 minutes, 16 minutes in, but if you hear this and you're a woman, I challenge you to not be negative towards another woman. I challenge you to look at another woman, compliment her, and to not have it be like backhanded or forced, and to just do each little thing that you can to make sure that we are constantly supporting each other, because that just fuels the ability for us to be the power force that we need to be.
All right, so that's all we have to say on that right at this time. But thank you for talking to me about this, Kira.
Oh my God, Allie, thank you. This has been, guys, this has been such an amazing opportunity. To anyone who listens to this, thank you for listening to this. I mean, it was kind of all over the place, but I feel like all over the place and not planned are the most authentic and real situations. And if you just go for it, I mean, it works. So we really thank you guys so much, and honestly, this has been an amazing opportunity, and this is an amazing platform, and I encourage everybody to get on here and talk about something that you're interested in. And we're going to be in the Library of Congress. All right, bye guys.